Well, it was really good seeing you again. Yeah, you take care. Gosh, Lila, there's so many people here. Well, I feel kind of bad because I don't remember half of them. I know, it's been years, but can you blame me? There's like way too many unfamiliar faces. Either some of them had the best glow-up of their life, or I'm just really that clueless. Well, I shouldn't be because I knew everyone back in school. Everyone knew me. Yeah? There's more people coming? Wow. Oh, this is crazy. Yeah, I mean, our whole grade in high school is all together now. Everyone's all grown up. It almost feels kind of unbelievable. Well, I think what's more unbelievable is the fact that all my exes had a glow down. I mean, whatever. I mean, we dated back in high school, but geez, I'm kind of glad that I'm not with them now. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. I'm not that mean anymore. Hey, Lila, who's that over there? Yeah, that guy. He's cute. I have never seen him before. There's no way he went with us to school. Come on. I would have known him. What? Who? I have no idea who that is. Oh my god, it was like years ago, and you want me to remember every single person we met? And plus, he just does not look familiar. Are you sure he went with us to school? Maybe he's here with someone else. Well, that's crazy. I want to go say hi. Well, yeah, I don't even know him, but like, it could be fun. Ugh, you're being paranoid. Oh, come on, there's no way he'll remember me either. We didn't talk back then. Yeah, it's true that I knew a lot of people, but that doesn't mean that they all knew me. Okay, I guess it does mean that they all know me since they're all waving at me. Hi. But still, it's not. You know, I want to talk to him. I mean, he's talking to a couple people over there, so he knows some people, right? Okay. What? He was never with us in math class. I would remember. You are telling me that this person was with us in math class and I did not notice? Come on. Oh, what? It was that kid? No way. That's him? He changed so much. Oh my god. I would have never guessed. Well, I still want to go say hi. I don't know if he'll remember me, but it's worth a shot, right? It's not like we're gonna do this again. I only get this chance once. Good luck talking to the other people. I have a small date to get to. Yes, I do. Hey, excuse me. Hi. How are you? Oh, you know me. Wow, I'm surprised that you remember. Well, I'm not gonna lie, when I first saw you, I had no idea who you were. But then my friend Lila over there, she told me that, you know, we had a math class together and chemistry? Wow. Wow, you remember. That's awesome. Yeah, it's just that you look so different. Like, you look like a completely different person in the best way possible. Not that you looked bad back then, but like, now you just. I can tell that you have worked a lot on yourself. a girl can notice. Come on, I'm not blind. How can I see you from across the room and not notice you? A lot of these girls' eyes are on you. Yeah, they are. But how have you been? I know we never talked back then, but maybe this is our chance to talk. Because back then you were so reserved and quiet, and remember that time we had a group project together? You were just not chatty at all. Even though I tried talking to you, you just kind of seemed closed off and shy, and you know, back then I tried talking to everybody. But you were just the one person that I could not get to talk to me. At some point, I was beginning to think that you hate me. Well, I know that you have no reason to, but believe it or not, I had a lot of haters back then. I don't know what I did to deserve it, but yeah. But it's just really good to see you. It's fine. You don't have to explain yourself. We were kids back then, you know? High school was a tough time for a lot of people. And I mean, while it kind of sucked that you didn't talk much and I was trying to get you to talk as much as I could, I didn't want to pressure you. But it was kind of cute how you'd sit in the back and just eat your chips and not care about everyone around you. But now you are this chatty person with a sense of humor and I can actually talk to you. Mm-hmm. You gained confidence? Well, that's amazing. I'm really happy for you. I guess we were all at a point in our life back then when we just weren't happy with ourselves. I know that I was this chatterbox and I talked a lot and I had a lot of friends, but trust me, back then I was a mess. I was going through a lot of personal problems, and to try and escape that, I wanted to be nice to everyone and make friends with all sorts of people. While it was nice, it was also kind of frustrating. When we graduated high school, I barely even talked to anyone. My friend Lila over there is my closest, and we've been friends since high school, but other than her, I completely cut ties with a lot of people. Even now, I have people coming up to me and saying hi, and I don't even know who they are. I know it sounds selfish, but, you know, like, I just forgot who people are at some point. I mean, we're all bound to grow up, right? Yeah, I'm so glad you agree with me. You know, talking to you is just so effortless. I never thought I'd be saying that to you. What was your name again? Now I remember. Well, the teacher used to call in your name so much, but you would be asleep in class and he wouldn't even notice. It was really funny. The amount of times you got in trouble. But at the same time, you were this smart kid. I just don't get it. No. I mean, I'm still kind of upset with myself that I didn't make more of an effort to talk to you back then, because you seem like the coolest person ever. Yeah. Well, a lot of people in our class back then, they labeled you as weird and stuff, because you weren't very chatty, and I hated that. Now, trust me, I stood up for you as much as I could, but at some point, it just got really annoying, and eventually I stopped, and I just let them talk. And for that, I want to apologize. I know it was years ago, but you still, you know, I still owe you an apology. Of course I do. We're adults now, and I want us to start off on a good page. A fresh page, that is. At our high school reunion. How ironic. Shake on it. Shake on it. I'm actually starting to get kind of bored. Oh, hey. Hi. I do not know who that is. Oh, what? That's him? He changed so much. It's so crazy. Well, I don't know. After all these years, seeing these people look completely different, it's... I mean, you think about the image that you had in your mind back then when you thought of them as older, but then they just look like a completely different person, and it's not what you expected. I'm glad that you agree. At least now you don't think I'm crazy, right? Good. Truth be told, I'm actually getting kind of bored, and I was gonna leave in a few minutes, but, you know, maybe you and I can go out and have a chat. Well, it's just that I'm really continuing this conversation, and I'd love to talk more. Okay, let's go. Gosh, so many eyes were on you, huh? I'm sure a lot of people are wondering who you are as well. I'm guilty of that. But then again, I honestly just don't remember anybody. I don't even remember some of my own friends. That's how bad it is. Some of my exes in there, I honestly... Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. But shh, don't tell anyone. It's my little secret. So, you know, I'm sorry, I don't want to be invasive or anything, but I'm curious. What do you work as? I just couldn't help but notice your suit. It's amazing. You have good taste. Oh, wow. That's great. I see your good grades have actually paid off. Mm-hmm. You come from a hardworking family. Yeah. I actually really like that. Me? I'm a fashion designer. Well, you know, back then I had this huge obsession with clothes and shopping, and I was studying fashion. And it's funny because a lot of people used to laugh at me and think, I'm never going to make it. Some even went to the extent of calling me Cruella De Vil. Yeah, but I didn't let it bother me. I knew that eventually if I set my mind to it, I can do it. And ever since then, it's been all I ever do. I couldn't ask for a better job. And that was why I noticed your suit. You know, I have a very fine eye for this stuff. And for you to wear a suit to this thing, I mean, really, that's why you stood out to me. Everyone else in there is dressed in jeans and, you know, sweaters and stuff like that. But you, well, you sure know how to stand out. And I love it. I love to see it. You know, for you to go back from this person that you used to be, who was always casted in the shadow and didn't talk much and you didn't really want to stand out, to this person who is very confident and, well, who wants to stand out, basically. It's just refreshing to see. It's been a while since I met someone like you. Not that I'm trying to stroke your ego or anything, but I am being honest. You're very handsome. Oh, thank you. What was that? You used to have a crush on me? Seriously? Well, no, I'm just shocked because you sure had an odd way of showing it. I mean, back then you barely talked to me. But now that I'm thinking about it, I did catch you staring at me a couple of times. I really thought that was only because you were trying to plot my murder or something, but... I'm kidding, but... No, it makes me really happy to know that who had a crush on me. But does that mean that you only had a crush on me back then and that you don't have a crush on me now? The feelings are coming back? Are you only saying that to flatter me? I don't know, I feel like you have a way with words. You must. Are you a player? No. Kind of hard to believe. You strike me as the player type. But then again, remembering who you were back in high school, I don't think that you're a player. But I could be very wrong. I have a history with dating fuckboys and players and, well, basically all the guys that are bad for me. Hence why I'm single now. Yeah, I guess that was my way of letting you know that I'm single. Look, if you, you know, want to give this a shot, I'd be more than happy to. I feel kind of bad that I didn't notice you back then as much as I should have. And to know that you had a crush on me, I'm flattered, but that was back then. I want to make today count. Have you ever had a fantasy about kissing me? Back then, I mean, did you ever think about kissing me? You did? Well, how would you feel if I kissed you right now? You know, to make your childhood fantasies come true. With the girl you had a crush on back in high school? No, I'm not kidding. I'm not. Come here. Wow. You're a good kisser. I'll give you that. How are you feeling? I can tell by the look on your face. Well, I'm glad that I was able to make your high school fantasy come true. But I can't lie. It leaves me wanting more. Yeah. Oh, I see someone coming. Well, no, it's fine. I just don't want people talking. You know, everyone in there? Ugh, it's like being high school all over again. No, I don't want to relive high school, trust me. I'm sure you don't either. Well, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit it, but back then, I had spent too much time with my friends messing around, and I stopped caring about my grades towards senior year, and then I was failing some of my classes. But thankfully, my mom gave me a wake-up call, and I was able to be on top of it again. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's my little secret for you. That's why if I could go back in time, I would change things a little bit. You know, make it to where I had friends, but I wasn't friends with everybody. I mean, back then, I wanted to please everyone. I wanted to be friends with everyone because I was scared of the thought of being alone. And that was one of the reasons why I was trying to get you to like me as well. Which is why hearing that you had a crush on me is a bit of a surprise. Well, how about we leave the past in the past? Not talk about high school anymore. And we move on from here. My number? Yeah. Sure. Here, give me your phone. Okay. There you go. I'm glad that you asked. I would have been a little upset if you had kissed me, but not asked for my number. Of course. Yeah, no, I do too. I'd love to go on a date with you. I guess we should go back inside. No? Well, what do you want to do? You want to leave? Are you sure? Well, yeah, of course I'd leave. Nothing is keeping me here, really. I just never thought I'd be leaving here with, well, someone. Someone other than Lila. Okay. Well, you wait out here, and I'm gonna go let her know that I'm leaving. I don't want to leave her without telling her. Plus, I came with her in her car, so she'll be okay. Alright, wait for me. I'll be right back.